Today's practice is chanting the Om mantra, so Om chanting. The mantra Om is a universal mantra. Unlike most other mantras, it has no specific meaning. It is, we chant the mantra Om for the vibration, and the vibration is said to resonate with us at a very cellular level, so at a very deep level. The mantra Om is also resonating with the universe itself, so it's one that brings harmony and balance. During this practice, the mind may wander, bring it back. It does take quite a lot of effort because we'll be making an audible sound. Unlike other meditations that are more passive, because of this activeness in the practice, your mind might be like, oh, I just want to stop. And I mean, of course, if you have to, do. But if you can go beyond that and just keep going, well, the format that we'll be doing it in is we'll be chanting audibly and then chanting in a whispered way, then mentally, and then we'll go silence. I'm going to do that again. So from silence, go to mental, then whispered, then audible again. And then we'll do one more time down to silence. And that's when we'll finish the meditation after the last period of silence. I have never done this before online. It is really powerful when you can hear other people chanting. So I am, if available for you to leave your mics on, I suggest that. Another thing, if you leave your mic on, it does help keep you accountable. because like I mentioned, you can get bored. I mean, we're going to be practicing this for 30 minutes. If you have, sometimes when you chant the mantra Om and you have dogs in the house, they can chant along with you. Or if you have a lot of noise going on in the background or don't feel comfortable, by all means, put your mic on mute. Otherwise, we'll leave it on. So I'll give you that option. If you're choosing to turn off, go for it. Otherwise, we'll leave it on and we'll begin. So as usual, find yourself a comfortable position. And quite similar to our practice on a japa jap, this is another form of that where the mantra is a medicine for the mind. They captivate the mind. Like the breath, it's a great tool to bring the mind in focus. And you might notice that when you're chanting, it does become a bit more spontaneous. Every exhalation will chant the mantra Om. Every exhalation, whether it be audibly or mentally, the mantra Om is chanted. Then when we find that silence, it might be silent for you. That vibration might still be going on in the background. So it's an interesting way just to explore. And the reason we're doing it twice is just to notice if there is a change. It is a great practice to do and observe, as all practices are. Like I mentioned, setting yourself up, relax through your shoulders. You may like to place your hands in a mudra, a gesture, index finger to the tip or the root of the thumb, or resting the palms in the lap on the thighs. If you haven't done so already, close the eyes. Closing the eyes to turn the attention inward. Relax through the facial features, especially around the eyes, behind the eyes, the mouth. Unhinge the jaw. And awareness of this chosen position. If you could make any adjustment now to bring more comfort, more ease. Noticing the feet, the legs, the buttocks, the pelvis, the stable base they provide. Lengthen down through the spine. lengthening down through the tailbone, feeling the tailbone extending downwards, pelvis in that natural position so the weight rests easily on the sitting bones, spinal column rising up from that stable base of the body. And follow the natural curves with the awareness. Feel the strength in your trunk, the torso. Shoulders relaxing back down so that the chest can be open, soft. Releasing through the shoulders, the arms, awareness of the hands. Present to the fingers. Shift the awareness to the neck and head and draw the chin in slightly so that the head and neck remain aligned to the spine. Creating this experience of balance, of symmetry, right, left side. Crown of the head extending upward, base grounding downward. And here you are sitting between these two points. Become present now to the breath. And yes, throughout the practice, you may need to clear your throat. So if you need to cough, sneeze, anything, go for it. So as you observe the breath, you take your attention down into the abdomen. The mantra Om, as we chant, emanating from the abdomen, vibrating up through the throat and out the mouth. The mantra Om can be spelt O-M, but really Om has three symbols, three syllables. A, U, M. A is what vibrates deep in the throat. U, up the throat passage, and M in the mouth behind the lips. As the mantra is chanted, keeping the throat open, body soft. And before we begin with this mantra, still watching the breath, you may even like to lengthen the exhalation. The ah sound accentuates awareness of the conscious mind. Awareness, the most familiar everyday life. Part of the mind. The ooh sound, awakening awareness of the subconscious mind, the storehouse of past impressions. So our experience so far, buried within the mind. And the sound, vibrating deep into the unconscious, the part of the mind shared with all humanity, archetypes, symbols, collective consciousness. We'll begin the practice by chanting the mantra Om three times together and then move at your own pace, your length of breath. For Om chanting three times together, Take a deep breath in. Whispered, whispering the mantra Om. mental repetition. Remain present with the mantra, each syllable, hear it within. Hear the mantra within. Now allow it to dissolve into the vastness of the mind. And for the next few breaths, silence. Any thoughts that arise, hear them and see them merely as vibrations emerging from the dissolving into silence. Keep returning to the silence. Again, return to the mantra Om mentally. Each exhalation, mentally repeat mantra Om. Whisper the mantra now. Audibly. Oh. Whispered. Mental repetition. Each exhalation, mental repetition of the mantra Om, even if the mind gets bored. Follow that vibration deep inside, resonating inside every cell, every part of the mind, part of the body. Silence. Release the mantra and settle into the silence. Go beyond the sounds of the mind. Listen for silence. Establish that connection to the breath. Feel the exhalation, the inhalation. Feel the movement of the breath within the body. Feeling your body and the position that you're sitting in, the room that you're sitting in. Externalizing the awareness. Awakening you up to the time of day. Begin to deepen the breath. Feeling that movement that the breath makes in the body. Movement emanating from within. To close the practice, we'll chant the mantra once audibly together. For Om chanting, take a deep breath in. Bring the hands together, rub the palms vigorously, creating energy and warmth. And take the hands to the closed eyes, soaking that energy in. Gently massage the eyes, massage the face. Release the hands, open the eyes. Namaste. Thank you so much for practicing with me. On Tuesday is the winter solstice. So our practice will be on the light, the return of light. Our practice will be Tradhika. We're using a candle flame for this practice. Now, if you don't have a candle and you could use anything, what would be great is if it could be more eye level rather than on the floor. So even if you have like a tea light candle and you can elevate it by putting it on the table or something alike, it doesn't have to be eye level. Our intention of looking at something a little more eye level is just helping us not to be rounding through the chest. So if you find yourself a candle for Tuesday's class, great. If not, you might like to put a dot on the wall or something like that. I hope you have a wonderful weekend and I look forward to practicing with you soon. Take care.